Greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome to Daily Inspirations again. I seem to have lost track of my theme this week, but we'll just look at the Word here, and hopefully the Lord will have something for us. Again, sometimes it just works better to share what the Lord has been showing me rather than having a theme. Today I want to read a few verses in Mark chapter 2. Yesterday we had talked a little bit about having faith, and today we have an incident here where we see faith in action. You know, faith is not just a mental thing. It's something that we can see. It's action. It goes into works. Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together, so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door, and he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." So here we have a case where a man was paralyzed so that he couldn't walk. And, you know, if sometimes we find ourselves in difficult situations and things don't go the way we would like them to. But, you know, for most of us, our life is a lot better than this man's life was, being paralyzed there. And yet, you know, Jesus, he went straight for the heart, and he gave him the best gift first, and he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And that's still for us is the most important thing, is to have our sins forgiven. To know that our sins are forgiven is the best thing that can happen to us. And if we don't have that, then it really doesn't matter what our life circumstances are. We are not in a good situation. And also, we see people, we meet people, and there's needy people. There's a lot of needy people in this world, and there's a lot of people with just bad situations, bad family situations, bad health, and the list could go on and on. And so often we can get so wrapped up in trying to improve their life, and yet miss the most important thing. The most important thing is, have they received the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and had their sins forgiven? That's the most important thing. Now, obviously, we can't go around and forgive people's sins, but we can bring to them the good news. We can let them down in front of Jesus, just like these four men did, so that we can bring them to the foot of the cross, and so that they may have their sins forgiven. You know, it says when Jesus saw their faith, their faith in him put into action because they believed in him, they brought this paralyzed man, and Jesus said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." You know, he did go on and he also healed his body, but first he forgave his sin. Isn't that amazing? That, just like I said, that's the most important thing for us, is to have our sins forgiven and to daily walk with the Lord and know that our sins are forgiven. That's life. When we have that, then we're living. If we don't have that, then we're dead, even though we're still alive in the body. I just want to encourage us all to bring that back to our attention. Even though we may know it, I think it's good to be reminded. And as we read through scriptures, the Lord reminds us of things that we already knew, but we've kind of forgotten them, or sometimes there's new light and we just see things that we never quite saw before. It's exciting when that happens. And so we want to walk with the Lord, have our sins forgiven. We also want to have that be a priority for others. More than anything else, is to have them know that their sins can be forgiven. God bless you.